Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your certified Syntometry Health Coach, and also your host of Optimal Health on AM360. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to be here with us. Brothers and sisters, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and chemical through which we expose ourselves to will affect ourselves and their behavior and their structure in the following three ways, making us sick. Number one, they will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities. And number three, they will make us violate the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, and the rules of health. These are the reasons why the person will be sick. If you know why a person is sick, they violated the rules, the pH rule, the iron rule, the speed law, the sulfur law, the laws of physics, the natural law, the rules of health. They violated them. A person is not sick because they do not have a certain pharmaceutical drug in their system. A person is not sick because they didn't take some specific herb today. A person is not sick because they did not have acupuncture adjustment or chiropractor adjustment, even though they might be needed, and they may help the person. Some people may need those adjustments. Others may not. A person is sick, brothers and sisters. This is very important to remember, because they ignore their cells, they ignore their DNA, and they ignore their blood. These are the reasons why the person would be sick. Now, brothers and sisters, we have a school called the American School of Symptometry that is a teaching institution that teaches people who want to be healthy how to correct their dietary and lifestyle mistakes and help their cells to self-correct, self-regulate, self-cleanse, and self-perpetuate in cleaner blood with more oxygen. A school to teach people like myself and you how to do that, how to maintain optimal health. Brothers and sisters, there are people who have made it to 115 years old without symptometry. Think about that. But they made it to 115, and they were blind, and they couldn't hear. They were not able to live by themselves. Someone had to take care of them. They're not under their own power. Somebody has to support them. Many of them are stuck to a wheelchair or a walker, and someone had to cook for them, take them to the bathroom. That is longevity, but it's not healthy longevity. Brothers and sisters, we should all desire healthy longevity. When we reach 115, 120, and we are so blessed, we still under our own control and own power, and we still have our mind intact. We don't have Alzheimer's. We're not blind. We need our eyes. We have a school now that can teach us how to make it to 115, 120, or whatever, with our health intact. That is called healthy longevity, not just longevity. We should desire healthy longevity. Now we have a school, brothers and sisters, of science called symptometric science, symptometry, that can help teach us how to get there, a teaching institution. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you for joining us today. You with your host, Abdul Shaheed, along with our regular assistant, Mrs. Rita Teller. She's standing by. We're going to open her mic. And we'd like to also congratulate our guest, Mrs. Rita Teller. She has received at the American School of Symptometry the master's degree program. She has successfully completed all requirements, including defending her thesis on yesterday, to receive the master's degree of cellular health. And we should all commend her on completing that task. This is a super accomplishment, brothers and sisters, a super accomplishment. So we congratulate her, and I hope you, along with myself and my wife, congratulate her. And when she comes on to share some information with us today, she's going to continue to talk about fibroids and why women have fibroids and what can do about them. So we now not only have a certified symptometry health course that's helping us today, now she has met all requirements for the master program, a master of symptometric science, a master of cellular health. It's incredible, brothers and sisters. So now we have people that's paving the way for us to get our health back, to be empowered, to take back control of our own health. The Almighty has created us with 75 to 100 trillion cells, and each one of those cells is a nucleus. Everything is inside them to reverse any anomaly, to put things back to normalcy. They can reverse any condition, any disease. It is our cells that's in charge of our health, not man. The Almighty has imbued them with atomic intelligence. Brothers and sisters, they have atomic intelligence. So we welcome you to Centometry, because this is what we talk about here on Optimal Health, a new science that's underpinned by the science that began the whole creation, atomic physics. The atom, the Almighty created the atom, and the atom created everything else in the universe, including human beings. We're the product of atomic collision. There's so many signs in our body that proves that, brothers and sisters. So we thank you once again for joining us today. We're going to take a short break and come back, and we're going to introduce our guest again, and she's going to inform us about more information about fibroids and what to do about them. So please do not go anywhere. You have enough time to take a moment to call someone, someone you love, a family member, a friend, an associate, so they can take advantage of the information that will be shared today on Optimal Health on AM 360. So please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, The Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Dapreeta Hadi, host of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host, and also your certified centometry health coach, along with Mrs. Rita Taylor. And we have her here. We just introduced her. We want all of us to congratulate her on her accomplishment of completing the master program at the American School of Centometry. Now, not only a certified centometry health coach, but now is a master of cellular health. Absolutely amazing. Mrs. Rita, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. And I am delighted to be here. And also thank you for the compliment, because centometry science is really my passion. And we want to teach the world that, you know, health is an individual journey. And if we take good care of ourselves will take good care of us. and we need to correct the mistakes, and symptometry signs help us to do that. And so your forum is shining light on what we can do so that we can prevent symptoms and anomalies that, you know, happen to us because we break the rules. So I'm delighted to be here, and I will always be here to share my knowledge with the community, because the more people know about symptometry, the better off, you know, they're going to be, and also to enroll and learn about the whys behind what we do, you know. And, you know, we talk about obesity, and that was a subject matter that we will talk another, you know, maybe next week, because it is something that we need to share with the world. So, yes, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for the compliment. And today we have a doozy for you. We are going to be talking about fibroid. I said my sister, at the age of 20, had fibroid, had one child, and they took her uterus, and haven't been able, at the age of 45, she hasn't been able to have another child. And symptometry has a solution that all of you, if you know of anyone, call them to listen. You don't have to do surgery. We can help you unless surgery is a must. But if you work with a symptometry, we will help you behind the scene for you to be able to prevent somebody taking your uterus away. Because you know what? Our cells, nobody can take our organs away, because the system that we have is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. When you do take something away, it's going to be filled up with debris and garbage, and it's going to be worse. So we'd rather that you keep your organs than, you know, removing it. So that is the topic for today, fibroid. So let me start with the thing is that last week we talked about fibroid, the beginning of fibroid. This time I'm going to show you why we need to know more about fibroid, and also some of the experiment that, I mean, surgery that they did 2021 and was successful, and I want to encourage people that they do have a choice. They have it because symptometry will help you if you want a choice instead of surgery. Okay, so what we did last week is, what is fibroid? And we said fibroid is a fibrous structure that grows in a fault line. And what is a fault line is, you know, a fault line is when people, you know, keep, you know, things to themselves, tension, and, you know, the tension, humility, they keep things in themselves that it causes a pent-up emotion and causes a fault line. And also fibroid, you know, also people, you know, eating saturated fat. What kind of fat are you cooking with? Are you palm oil, olive oil, you know, coconut oil, you know, safflower oil, all these oils? They are all nothing but fat, saturated fat. But we recommend canola, which is polyunsaturated fat, and it's less fat. And that's what I've been using for the past 8 years since I came to symptometry. And I'm delighted that, you know, we do have a choice. So fiber, you know, so, you know, if you want your fiber not to grow, you know, cut down the saturated fat. Because if you don't, you are not going to be able, you know, some people cannot digest it. And when they can't digest it, it leaves an anomaly, and that anomaly makes you, you know, increase your weight. And then you keep on eating the same thing over and over again, and your weight gets bigger and bigger. But we have the solution for you. But today we're going to talk about fibroids. So let me start with this here for everyone, okay? If you have fibroid, women who have fibroid tend to have heavy menses. This is because the pressure on the fibroid caused by the menstrual blood squeezes some blood out of the fibroid. However, after menses, the fibroid will collect and store on water blood all over again. And you know what? Massive blood loss will make the woman anemic. So if she does not produce templates to make the iron-based enzyme to speed up production of acetylcholine for her brain, there will come a time where she'll become forgetful, and dementia has to follow forgetfulness, and then Alzheimer's disease will follow dementia. Generally, women who have dementia have long history of heavy menses or prolonged menses, and they have poor memory. You know, we cannot afford to have memory loss, and that's what St. Thomas teaches us to do, not to, you know, always make sure that we have acetylcholine in, you know, in our brain, because without that we will have losses. And that's why we want you guys to really maintain your health by using ancillary enzymes to make sure that your acetylcholine is intact. And we also remove the acetylcholine esterase, that, you know, the old one, before the new one can begin. So really, we need to do a lot to make sure that our health, ourselves are happy, so that we can have, we can have happy outcomes. So what, you know, people, when they have fibroid, they do have hysterectomy. And so what are the advantages of having a hysterectomy? And I'm going to give you the, you know, the disadvantages, so that you know advantages and disadvantages, so that you can make your mind. But we really recommend that you don't do surgery. We do have the particulates and the molecules to ionize and hydrolyze and, you know, oxidize, you know, dirty blood in our body, so that we can remove it and have a healthy cell system. So I'm going to, you know, is hysterectomy the solution to the fibroid crisis? No, it's not. Why not? Because the body parts, as I told you before, they are interconnected, interrelated, integrated, and interdependent. For this reason, removing one body surgery will cause an imbalance. It will cause an imbalance in the mind and body connection. It is this imbalance that will cause one crisis after another in the woman who has hysterectomy. So when you do remove your ovary or part of your ovary, you are causing body imbalance. And that imbalance, you can be filled with debris, you can be filled with all kinds of stuff, and it will cause one crisis after the other. So when somebody wants to take away any part of your organ, the first thing you need to ask him, why? Why do I need to take it? Is there a solution? And they said, no, you can't do that. You have to take it. Run. Tell them I'm going to get a second opinion. Come to Centometry. We will help remove the anomaly. It will take time. You need to have patience, because remember, that fibroid has been building in your stomach for a long time, so don't expect miracle from Centometry. So when you come in, be patient and be all in that, you know, I want to get rid of this fibroid. And if you have patience, we will help you, because everything that has been built up over the years will take time for it to heal. And if you don't have the patience, then, you know, you're not going to be successful. A lot of people that are successful have the patience to do what they have to do. So the good news is that if you remove any part of your body, you're going to have body and you know, body and mind connection. The good news about partial hysterectomy or total treatment is that women will no longer have heavy menses, okay? That is the news. I mean, you will not have menses. But the bad news that have not been told, that there will be two consequences for no longer having menses. And I want you to write it down, or if you're in the audience, you know, write it down. Why? What are the consequences for not having the menses when they take away your uterus? What are the consequences? First of all, there will be a void, okay? And your pituitary gland will no longer be able to communicate with the uterus, and this will cause tension. The tension will produce a kind of negative energy that will deplete the acetylcholine for memory. I talked to you about acetylcholine for memory, alertness and mental acuity. Then it will also deplete serotonin, the mood regulator, and healing neurotransmitter. As a result, the woman becomes irritable, impatient, unforgiving, and her libido will be extremely low. Many women who had hysterectomy complain of vaginal numbness or vaginal heat or extreme vaginal dryness. They were no longer excited about intercourse. thereby compelling their husbands to look elsewhere for some amorous attention. Histrionomy has not only ruined marriages and relationships, it has also ruined the lives of women who had the procedure. The second reason that hysterectomy cannot be a solution to fibroblasts, that it will cause the dirty blood crisis, dirty blood. You know, our body is filled with dirty blood because the food we eat, you know, has poisons and stuff in it that goes through our body that poison our blood. And dirty blood is part of it. Everybody has dirty blood, but if you know how to cook your food scientifically, you know, you will reduce that. Reduce that so that you don't have it all the time. You know, you don't have it every day, but at least you know how to select your food and eat the right kind of food, okay? So really, if you're having issues with vaginal numbness or vaginal heat, you need to know that because you have removed your uterus. You have hysterectomy, and that's the reason, and it's not good for anyone, okay? The other reason that hysterectomy cannot be the solution is that it will, as we talk about, is a blood loss. And also, dirty blood will deplete acidic choline, as I told you before. The non-replacement of acidic choline will cause forgetfulness, amnesia, dementia, and Alzheimer's. So, you see, removing your uterus is not good for you at all, because if you eventually you're going to have dementia and Alzheimer's, because when you go to nursing home, about 90% of people with dementia and Alzheimer's are women. Do you ask why are so many women with dementia and Alzheimer's? Did you remove your uterus? You know, if you did, where is the blood going? The blood that you're supposed to release, where is it going? Is it staying in your body? We'll tell you that blood that is not going well will cause a problem for you. But your doctors won't tell you that because you're just doing it for the money. I mean, this is a toxic planet, and we live in the dark information. They won't lighten you up, so they said it's okay. But it's not okay, okay? And as I said, when you go to, you know, nursing home, Alzheimer's ward, you have 10 to 1 of women are, you know, basically women. And they, because they didn't have the replacement of acidic choline, okay, and the lack of focus and inability to concentrate. And also when they had the baby and stuff, they did not really replenish that acidic choline when they were, you know, when they had their babies. And so they go on and have more babies, and they're replenishing everything. So we have a lot of problems, and we shouldn't add to it. And so that's why I'm recommending that if you know of a sister with a fibroid, tell her to run to Centometry for consultation with Brother Saheed so that we can help them save their uterus, okay? And if you don't, you're going to have problems, really. Okay, so we talk about dirty blood, that, you know, every person has dirty blood in their arteries and veins, but woman blood is far dirtier than men, and here is why. Women produce more hormones than men. It is because they produce more hormones than men that their metabolism is faster than that of men. Okay, if an individual who has fast metabolism will also produce more debris than a person with slow metabolism, it is the amount of metabolic debris that a person produces that determines the amount of filth in their secretory and lymphatic system. Okay, and dirty blood has been a source of sickness since the beginning of mankind. Okay, because why? Blood that is full of sludge will cause stasis, inertia. The stasis in the vein will cause varicose veins or spider veins. Many women than men have varicose veins, and more women than men have hair, skin, and nail problems. This is because the skin absorbs and retains more filth from blood than the skin of men. Why do women, the next question, why do women have menses and men do not? The anatomy is designed to allow dirty blood to flow out of every month from women, and they have the corpus luteum to make sure that menstruation keeps taking place until they are 54 or 55 years old. Remember, you're supposed, when you start your menses at the age of 11 or 12 or 10, you're supposed to at least have 40 years or 42 years of menses. If you cut it out, then you need to ask yourself, where is that blood going to go? It's going to be in your body. And what is it going to do to your body? So stay tuned here, okay? So women who stop menstruation before age 54 will have dirty blood problems like women who have hysterectomy, okay? Dirty blood in a woman is supposed to flow out 1 month after 1 month. It is not supposed to be kept in the body and recirculated. The outflow of such blood is not supposed to be stopped. Total hysterectomy stops menstruation. Symptometry is totally against any medical procedure that interferes with the work of our Creator. Our Creator produced 11 systems, and that 11 systems are integrated, interdependent, interconnected, and interrelated. And because that 11 systems face a lot of challenges, we are supposed to be maintaining it 24/7. A human being, we are, you know, basically high maintenance. We as a human being, we are high maintenance, energy, oxygen-dependent, biological existence made, a carbon base made of cells. And we also have 11 systems that we have in our body that's supposed to be integrated, interrelated, interdependent, and interconnected. So you cannot take one system away and expect to be healthy. It doesn't work that way. It does not work like this. So don't let anybody take things away from you because that is not true. Okay. The next thing that you ask is, can hysterectomy stop the cellular needs of a woman? No, it cannot. Another question is, can gynecologists address the cellular needs of a woman who has hysterectomy? No, they cannot. They will only prescribe pharmaceutical drugs. And a pharmaceutical drug is not good for you. It has alkyl and halogen that it's just not good for yourself. So drugs, stay away from them if you can. Use them temporary, but not something that you take every day. Unfortunately, we also, life after, you know, hysterectomy has not been easy, and it will never be easy. Okay? Generally, women are supposed to live longer than men because they get rid of dirty blood once a month through menstruation. Unfortunately, men and women can no longer outlive women because their dirty blood will overwhelm their brain called cerebellum. So we know that we need to be having menses till we are 54, 55 years old. So if you are not having menses and you are 30, or 35, you're going to have problems in the future. If not, you need to be talking to Brother Sahid and said, what can you do to help me? Because that dirty blood that's supposed to come out cannot stay in your body. It needs to come out. Okay? So we need to, you know, the cerebellum houses the vessel motor center, the cardiac center, and the respiratory center. Dirty blood overwhelms these three centers might cause early death. So you really need to be careful when somebody wants to take any part of your body away from you, okay? You will also have frequent occipital headaches. Indicate that the cerebellum is overwhelmed with junk. Usually, individuals who experience occipital headaches have a short life expectancy. So this is one of the problems about not having your menses throughout and having it stop. Okay, so the question is, if the disadvantages of hysterectomy outweigh its advantage, why do we go for a procedure that is extremely detrimental to one overall long-term health? So I just want you to know that the final question is, hysterectomy should not be an option. And what should be the most viable option to consider? The answer is consider symptometry. It's not available, okay? Consider if you have fibroids. Consider symptometry. We have the solution for you. So please, I want you to know that. And that is one of, you know, things I want to share with you. So the question is, if to some women, if symptometry cannot help avoid surgery, then you need to contact symptometry services. The truth is that for many years, we do have the hydrolyzers and oxidizers, and we have the molecule that enable a person to thoroughly digest saturated fat, to digest the white stain away from many sources of saturated fat. Remember, you need to try to avoid eating a lot of saturated fat, because a lot of us do have an anomaly that prevents you from digesting saturated fat, and that's why people are obese. They're obese. That's the reason they're obese. And unless that problem in their liver is corrected, unless that problem is corrected, they're going to be obese. And they are not going to be healthy because they cannot digest saturated fat. So that is one thing to know. Okay. Another thing is, all surgeons good? The best reason for my tummy has been women gynecologists. If you have to have surgery, we recommend that they should be a woman who has been a gynecologist, who have children, and understand that having anything removed is not healthy. The men don't understand it because they don't have the connection that we do have. Because women who have children and have babies do understand that you need your uterus, okay? So I just want you to know that in March 2021, symptometry, there's a woman that came to symptometry, and she had a fibroid that weighed over 15 pounds. She underwent some ELAM program, and the 90-minute procedure was amazingly successful. This procedure allowed the woman to save all her productive organs, and this is better than amazing. Okay? Before the procedure, symptometry gave her the hydrolyzers to liquefy the anesthetic drugs that were in her liver system, enhancers of granulation to help her heal faster, enzyme builders to accelerate the production of endorphins, system P and Kaplan. These are the, the pain mitigators. As a result, he had minimum pain and no inflammation. Okay? More importantly, there was no uterine hemorrhaging. And the surgeon was pleasantly surprised that there was no uterine hemorrhaging, because usually there's a lot of uterine hemorrhaging. But the surgeon was not aware that the woman that's being operated on has symptometry behind the scene to help. Okay? This will come to a time when surgeon and doctors of symptometry will work together, but it hasn't happened yet. But, basically, we have symptometry, the doctor symptometry behind the scene helps somebody who has surgery, basically, and came out successful. So all I'm saying is that we do have the solution. The surgery that we did was successful, and we basically was able to have the person save their uterus. They save their uterus, okay? So I just want you to know that these are the things, okay, that you need to know. So let me tell you about this surgery that was done. The person had, you know, a gynecologist, oncologist, who happened to be a female that really worked with Dr. Nate to really make sure that, you know, the surgery was successful, okay? Normally, this normal surgery, normally you lose something. But after 90-minute procedure, you were able to prevent hysterectomy. They also did not extract any of the ovaries. They did not have blood transfusion. They did not have excessive blood loss. They did not have hemorrhaging and infertility and or inability to conceive or birth ostrovaginally. So what happened? What is it? What was the solution? Solution, centometry have hydrolysis that forced the fibroid to free float in the abnormal cavity, which allow a skilled surgeon to extract it through a single surgical incision. This surgical procedure is called myomectomy, and there are different types, okay? For instance, this subject received the ELAM. It's called exploratory laparotomy, abdominally, and myotomy due to the nature of the mass and the sound and the size of this person. She had has a 10-inch in length. The mass, the fiber was about 10 inches in length, and so that's what they did. Okay. Centometry approved their diet in advance. However, 2 weeks prior to the surgery, centometry provided the patient with molecules to be taken daily in a bit to increase oxygen and blood to strengthen the blood vessels. Okay, just the outcome. Which is what I want you to know, that it was amazingly successful. After the procedure, sometimes you give the person hydrolysis to liquefy the anesthesia drug and their lasting effects on the body. Enhancers of granulation to expedite healing. Enzyme builders to help her produce endorphins and substance P and encephalin. Those are the pain medicals and cortisol. As a result, her pain were manageable, okay, with no inflammation and confirming no need for pharmaceutical drugs during recovery. The subject did not suffer the worst kind scenario. They did not remove her ovary, you know, in the centometry, and this doctor were able to work together to make sure that this thing is successful. So all I'm saying is that when you hear about fibroids, it shouldn't be the first thing like, oh, they're going to remove my uterine hysterectomy. You don't have to. We do have solutions, and those solutions are there to protect your uterus. They're supposed to protect your organs, because the organ, the living system that we have, they're supposed to be in your body for a reason. God created it for a reason. So you cannot just take it out because, oh, it doesn't serve any useful purpose to you, because as soon as you take it out, it's going to be filled with dirty blood. It's going to fill with, you're not going to have a balance in your body. So please, fibroid is a topic that people don't talk about. A lot of women are walking away with fibroids, and a lot of women is getting worse because we continue to consume saturated fat, which a lot of people cannot digest, but they don't know that. So I am just encouraging you that if you know of a family member or if you yourself have fibroids, run to see your doctor. When you say you're fibroid, run to centometry and see what we can do to help reduce the thing. It doesn't mean a disaster. It means that we do have a solution to help you. So, Brother Sahid, that is my take on
on Fire Brush today, and I would love to hear from the audience if anybody know of somebody with fibroid and what they did know, or they know somebody who is contemplating surgery. I will recommend that they talk to centometry before they think about surgery. So, assalamu alaikum. That's the end of the topic today for fibroid.
Well, look, assalam, Ms. Rita, you did an excellent job. That was super information, and I hope people will take a note or they go back and listen to the recording. And so we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and open the lines and see if anyone have any questions for you. So please stick around with us. And we still have time for people to call in or call a friend or family member so they can get some more of this information. So please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back, and we're going to open the lines up for any question or comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed and our guest, Mrs. Rita Taylor, and this is Optimal Health on AM 360. So we have a couple of hands raised, Mrs. Rita. We're going to go to the first one, 347-613. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on AM 360 and Optimal Health.
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Coach. Assalamu alaikum to Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalam. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good. And I want to congratulate Sister Rita on her achievement of qualifying in the master's program and passing.
Absolutely.
The course, you know. I thought that's a great thing. But my question is it's on women, but it's not about those fibroids. It's on breast cancers. Family member was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they offer her a chemo, and she's following up with that to see how that's going to work. However, I try to inform her, like, to look at other options like cytometry, and I just want to understand that what causes breast cancer and what could be done with cytometry, if you may.
That's an excellent question. Ms. Rita, you'd like to answer his question? Ms. Rita, are you still with us? You might be on mute. I don't know what happened. She might be having some technical difficulty. Mrs. Rita, are you still there? Mrs. Rita? maybe she stepped away. I'm not sure what happened. Brother Renat, I'll go ahead and answer your question. What causes breast cancer?
And what can be done, especially with symptoms? Yeah.
Yes. In the breast, you have those fibrous tissues. Mm-hmm. And, we have blood that circulates there. But if you remember the blood impurities that we mentioned earlier, blood impurities. Mm-hmm. And these blood impurities have to be removed. It is because we eat food several times a day. Several times a day we eat food. We drink the water. We breathe the air. All of those substances have impurities. They have toxins. They have pollutants. They have coal tar derivatives. They have additives, preservatives, toxic metal, microbes, toxins. All these things are in the air, in the water, and in the food. So when we don't clean our blood on a regular basis by using subatomic particles, they are called particulates, to ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize blood impurities from our blood. And that means the blood is not going to move fast with speed. It takes speed in order for the cells of the breast to be nourished. It is our cells of the breast that will nourish produce. Once they are nourished, they produce the essential to maintain the health of the breast. If there are blockages there because of the concretion and the poison that's in the food, in the air, and in the water that people consume, then the cell will not receive the nutrients. There'll be blockages. We have to use the subatomic particle to clear the blockages. It's always about something being blocked. If we don't remove the debris, and pretty soon you're going to have sludge that can cover the cell. That includes the breath. Also, there will be toxic metal that will be in the food, in the air, and also in the water. These will be in the breath fiber. And the cells of the breath will be on lockdown. That's what we call it, a lockdown. Nothing get in, nothing get out. So that is a condition that will set up spontaneous creation of cancer. Cancer will come into existence because the condition of favorable. Blood is not going into the cell. They're blocked. Toxic metal is within the cell. And the cells are under pressure. Nothing getting in. Oxygen cannot get there. The lack of oxygen will produce an enzyme called neuroplastic enzyme, which is cancer itself. It will come spontaneous into existence because the conditions are favorable. This is how cancer starts in any part of the human body. Just explained it. So how do you remove it? You put things back to normalcy. You open up the cell. You remove the calcification. You remove the cell lockdown by using subatomic particles. They are called particulates. They create the thermal energy, the electrical energy, the magnetic energy to remove the blockages. And then those cells of the breast must be nourished properly with dehydrated nutrients. The person must also modify their diet. Modify their lifestyle and learn how to live on this planet. Certain food they cannot continue to eat. Certain fruits they cannot continue to eat. This is what has to happen. So this is how you reverse it, and this is what causes cancer in any part of the body. The lack of oxygen because there are blockages that haven't been removed in so many years, in decades.
So what do you think about chemo, doing chemo?
Chemo is the amount to cell neglect. It's a poison. It's going to destroy the cells. It's going to destroy the cancer cell, and it's also going to destroy healthy cell. And it's going to leave more garbage and sludge in the person's system, in the person's blood. This is what happens when we use chemo. This is what happens when we use drugs. And there's oxygen, there's toxic metal in the chemo, and there's also a kill. It's a substance that will remove hydrogen from the cell. The cell will not be able to produce heat nor water. The person will become very dehydrated. These will be the reason that the person will get worse. over time. Chemo does not remove the cancer. It might destroy the cancer cell, and it might move make the cancer be under a detectable amount where they're undetectable, but it's still there. It's not going anywhere. The cell themselves, if you take care of the cell, they will remove the cancer. They will put things back to normalcy. So doing surgery, chemo, and all these other procedures still do not remove the source that caused the cancer in the first place. Do not remove the source.
Well, do you know anything about like a RAD51D gene? Something about a gene. But
there's no gene that causes a disease. There's no genetic disease. I don't care what number they give it. There's no blueprint for a disease.
The blueprint is for the cells.
Go ahead.
No genetic disease. There's no genetic disease. All the disease you get is hereditary. It's passed from mother, son, granddaughter, and everything that you pass it on. It's hereditary. It's not genetic. So if they tell you some genetic disease runs because the genes are infallible. They're invisible. Nothing can change the genes. So if somebody says genetic, run, because they don't know what they're talking about. You know, and I would like to add about this, debris and also the sludge in our bodies. Let's look at it this way. So you were born. When you're born, you start eating. You know, you're eating all the food that you're not supposed to do, all your food you're supposed to do. It builds nothing but dirt. This dirty blood has been with us since kingdom comes, since creation. And so you don't do anything about it. You don't clean it up, so neglect. You know, you are 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 50, and 60. That dirt builds up. And before you know it, your whole cells are locked down. They can't move. So anything that touches that cell, you're going to have a symptom. You're going to have some kind of a disease. And the only way that Brother Sahih is saying is that you need the subatomic particles called particulates and molecules to clean that up. And you know what? It's going to take you a while to clean that up, because if you've been eating, garbage for the 50, 60 years, it's going to take you a while for you to clean it up. So be patient. And then all of a sudden they say, well, I can breathe, or I can walk. You don't have oxygen because your body is so jammed and trapped that they have to give you an oxygen tank. You need to find out why you don't have enough oxygen in your body. We are made of oxygen and energy. We are run by our energy. And we are created by oxygen. And so if you don't have oxygen and they want to give you an oxygen tank, you better run away, because that oxygen tank isn't going to do anything for you. You need to remove the garbage in your body so that you get more oxygen and more energy. But instead, people will get the tank, or they put something on their nose and they're breathing through that oxygen and say, oh, I can't. Why? Ask yourself, why? Why am I in this state? Don't blame the doctor. Yeah. Blame yourself. You caused it. So they say, don't eat pork, and you eat pork every day. It's saturated fat. It's saturating your cells and everything else. And you're getting bigger and bigger. You don't understand it, because you can't digest that fat. You know, there's no obesity. It's not a black disease or white disease. It is our disease that we can solve if you want to. But a lot of people don't, because you eat the same thing over and over again, brother. And that's why you get disease, and that's why you have problems. That's why people are obese. Because they haven't gotten to the reason why they're obese. Until that reason is corrected, you're going to continue to be obese. So that's what I want to add.
That's excellent information for those people who who want it, who want to be better off, who want to improve their health, who want to get their health back. Brother Kanat, you have a Renat, do you have another question?
No, that's basically, you know, just wanted to kind of understand what's going on. And so it's like you said, it's food and dirty blood, meaning more
exactly.
oxygen in the blood, you know, flowing through.
Exactly.
Flowing through. You know, yeah, I get
our
it.
Our chaotic eating have gotten us in trouble at that point.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If you, are you cooking your food? Are you cooking your food? When you bring your vegetable home, are you doing in saline solution? Are you cooking your meat 12 hours instead of 2 hours? You know, all these things, it builds up.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you want to be healthy, it takes time. It takes a lot of time. You know, so I tell people, there's no shortcut for being healthy. There's no shortcut. You have to do it right. You have to eat intelligently, scientifically. You cannot just eat chaotically, eat everything that is on your plate. So anyway, Mr. Kanard, I just know that you hit on a point. You know, when people, a lot of people say, oh, my cancer is in remission. What do they mean by that? Cancer is in remission? Your cancer hasn't gone anywhere.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm. It had underlying costs need to be removed. Why do you think that cancer come back in 2 years and 3 years and 5 years? They come out because the underlying cause is still there. So until you come to Centromeda for them to give you the particulars to clean it up, you are going to your cancer will come back. And then they'll give you the same... they say, oh, do chemo. Why do you do chemo? It's poison. And when you do chemo, brother, in a couple of years, your stomach becomes like a balloon. It becomes so big. Okay? They don't tell you the side effects. They don't tell you all that. And then you're living with something, and the cancer is still there, and the cancer will kill you eventually.
Exactly.
It will kill you, but you know we live in a world, a toxic world where, with a lot of predators just doing things for money. They don't tell the truth, and then we are just a little bit, bulldozed by it. So cancer, it can be cured if you want to, but if you want to go to the chemo route, that's your choice. But we're saying that we can help you to really remove that anomaly before, so that you can have a healthy cell and a healthy life. So, that means my thing to everyone is, if it's to be, it's up to you, Mr. Conrad. It's up to me, because health is mine and mine only.
Right.
Not my mother's, not my wife, not my children, and Dr. Nata said, as a matter of fact, being healthy is an hour by hour. Hour by hour, because you know what? You can be fine in the morning and be sick in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
So, being healthy is not even day after day, but hour after hour, depending on what you're doing. So anyway, I'm not scaring people. I'm just telling the facts of life that we do to ourselves. Whatever happened to us, it is us that are doing that to ourselves. So unless we change, our dietary changes and lifestyle changes, we're going to be in the same place and get sick all the time and die early, because even though we are born to live, not to die.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you both. Thank you both. I'm going to let the...
Well, I appreciate
you
asking
your
questions.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Excellent question.
Okay, assalamualaikum.
So press one on your phone as you make your entry. We're going to open the mic for another person. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We did have another person hand raised, so we hope that person raised their hand again. If you have a question or comment for our guest before she has to leave, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We'll open your mic if you have a question or comment for our guest before she has to leave. Okay. We have one hand raised. Ms. Rita, if you have time to stick around, we're going to go to the...
Oh, sure. I'll stick around for that question.
111111. Your mic is open. Thank you so very much for joining us today on Optimum Health on AM 360.
Yes, sir. I had a comment. I have a comment regarding fibroids.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
Years ago, I had discovered that my fibroids were due to the growth hormones that were mm-hmm. in the dairy and the meat. And mm-hmm. each time that I would eat one of those products, I would notice the symptoms, you know. I don't have to go into specifics for women who have fibroids. And so that's what I had discovered. I tried to let my doctor know, but she did not have too much interest in that information at the time. So I just wanted to share that the growth hormones may be contributing. I know for myself, so I was sharing it. And then the go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I said, yeah, the growth hormones is definitely a possibility, but also another problem for a lot of people with fibroids is that you're eating food that you're not supposed to be eating. It's especially, you know, I mean, the growth hormones in the meat. How do you prepare your meat, okay? In centometry, we say don't cook your meat for an hour. Don't put on a grill, okay? Because if you do cook your meat for the 12 hours that we are telling you, the growth hormones will be gone. But we don't do it that way because it takes time. And when it takes time, you're going to, basically get the situation that, you know, basically everybody is in there because the growth hormone is not eliminated. And if you do it for 1 hour or 2 hours, it's still there. And so, you know, people say, well, it, you know, when I started centometry, I said, well, why do I need to cook my meat for 10, 12 hours? Oh, it's going to be soft. No, it is tender. It is not soft. It's tender. It's a better meat. And also, you are releasing the amino acids that you need to really need in your body, and you're killing the poisons and the growth hormones and the thing that they inject into the meat. That's the reason for slow cooking it for 12 hours. We're saying that please cook your meat for an hour and then put in a crock pot for 11 hours because we have a reason. The sign behind it is that it would kill that poison and toxin, the growth hormones that are part of the meat packaging in the stores. So, brothers and sisters, if you want to be healthy, it is up to us. And are we willing to do the work to remain healthy? So that's the question I pose to everyone, whether you're a man or a woman, are you willing to do what it takes to be healthy? And sometimes we have the solution, and we'd love for you guys to enroll and learn about the things that it can help you with yourself so that your cells are healthy. And if your cells are healthy, you're going to be healthy. So thanks for that question. But again, the way that you cook your meat makes a big difference.
Yes, I did get that information from you all on an earlier program.
A program, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that is wonderful. That's wonderful. But the Saheed is available there to, you know, to talk about the show here. And we're here to serve our community to give you
absolutely.
The facts.
Could I
give one comment?
That fact
regarding,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
No,
I'll give one
comment regarding the cancer treatment also. And this will go for everyone. Whatever treatment that you are recommended, if they'll give you a general, like you need to take this to make you feel better or whatever, or to calm you down,
mm-hmm.
whatever, some
mm-hmm.
general. But everybody I would recommend to ask for specifics and ask for in writing what are all the known effects of the whatever it is they're proposing. So
mm-hmm.
much of the cancer treatment causes
mm-hmm.
this horrible, so-called, I put in incurable in quotes, condition called lymphedema, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that.
Oh, no, but
and,
yeah.
So they trade one condition for another, so-called incurable. condition. So I would at least get maybe sometimes people don't want you to tell them directly, do this or don't do this, treatment, whatever. So if you can just get them to start questioning and get them to ask the physician, well, would you please give me in writing what the possible side effects, because even the side effects, I'm sure you all know, of some of the treatment is actually death as a side effect of some of the treatment. So that would
exactly.
at least let the people know that you know, you have your eyes open somewhat, and that you want them to be responsible for whatever it is that they're proposing that you would carry out. So thank you very much for letting me.
Thank you very much. You know, and also to okay. let you know that my husband had colon cancer. We went through chemo. We did all that stuff. It didn't work. But when we came to centometry, and because the underlying disease was still there, we hydrolyzed and, you know, with particulates and everything else, and that treatment was gone. Never, never had the cancer come back. And so, you know, people need to ask questions. When they said you need chemo, say, I need a second opinion. You can, you know, you can come and talk to centometry and still say, I want to do chemo, but at least you have made up your mind. But do not just say because they said this. They can give you all in writing, but it's what? How many people, when they're told they have cancer, even have the brain to think about it? They don't. You are so scared that you're going to die that you don't even think about it. So all I'm saying is that if they tell you to do this and that and that, tell them, I'm going to get a second opinion. And when you come to centometry, and you don't want to do it, you go back to your pharmaceutical drug. You go back to the poison. And I can assure you that it will be back in 3 years and 5 years, and then you say, oh, have I known? We are telling the truth because the truth is not being told. You don't need chemo. My husband went through it. You don't need chemo. But they will force it on you because people are afraid. They don't want to wait to get their cells to heal. It doesn't work, brothers and sisters. It does not work. I have one in my family. It didn't work. We came to centometry, and for 20 years, we have not had the cancer come back. But other people have died through the process already. So I just want to share the facts with you. So cancer is because you don't have oxygen in your body. That's what the reason you have cancer. And people don't even understand that. And they run to chemo because that's what everybody's doing. So, Brother Saheed, that is my last piece of advice. I mean, to the audience, and I just want them to know that their life belongs to them. It doesn't belong to the
Absolutely.
Doctor. It doesn't
Ms.
belong
Reed,
to the doctor.
Appreciate you. Yes, and not the doctor. The doctor, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to also end with saying that next week we're going to talk about the causes of obesity. I want us to know that obesity can be cured if you want it to be cured. Why do you get high cholesterol? Why do you get low cholesterol? That's the thing that you need to know if you want to kick obesity out. It can be done. So that's what I want to leave with you guys today. And hopefully people got information on the fibroids, and we'll talk about obesity. We have so much information we want to share with you every week. And thanks for your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like I said, thank you so very much, Mrs. Rita. That's excellent information you shared. And we hope our listeners, our caller, benefited from and took notes. Thank you so very much. You have a good evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Good day here. Assalamu alaikum. And also Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Thank you.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you
bye-bye.
Very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. So that's our guest. You have to depart. We have, we'd like to make another comment about the comment that our caller made about the hormones that's in certain food. Yeah, it will cause the fibroid to grow. That's absolutely correct. Not only in certain food, if you expose yourself to the microwave, if you have a tumor, fibroids is similar to a tumor, it causes them to get bigger, to grow. If you consume garlic and onion, They're tumor urgent. They will cause tumor, fibroid, to grow bigger, to get larger. So it's also in the food that the person is consuming. It is the scientific living, not using scientific living. The products you have in your home, the technology we have in our home, or these cell phones, your computer, all these things, they have energy. They have negative energy, electromagnetic forces that will cause growth. That's already inside of you, cause things to grow, tumor to grow, cancer to spread. All these things you need to know about, certain foods, certain beverages, these things you need to know about. So, brother and sister, we certainly appreciate you listening with us today. I think we have our other certified symptomology health coach here along with us. And we're going to be taking a break. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and introduce our other guest, Ms. Yvette. I see her number. And she's going to continue to work with us for the remainder of our program. And we have some excellent information that we'll be sharing about the nutrients and resources that our cells require. Nutrients and resources that our cells require in order for them to keep us healthy, to do the work. Producing brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. So we still have a moment. We still have a moment to call someone, invite them to come and listen in on the information that we share here on Optimal Health. Brother and sister, we'll be right back, so please do not go anywhere at all. Thank you so very much.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host, and also your certified 10 times your health coach. Thank you for joining us on AM 360. Brother and sister, connect with us on am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call us live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at cwsure. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent cooperation community-wide sure conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And you are listening to AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. That. Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. To talk about health, right? It's such a great topic. You know,
yeah.
Because we all want to know how to stay healthy, right?
Nobody should want to be around here sick and having problems and in pain.
That's right.
And stagnant. There's no fun in
that's
that.
That's right.
A person who's sick cannot even smile at you.
No, no they can't. No, they can't. So thank you so much
thank
for having
you for
me on
us
the show.
Today.
Well, sure. I'd be happy to help here. Yeah, I just wanted to come on and say a few words because, you know, being on your show is like like spreading the word to of all good things to help people live a better life. And, you know, who wouldn't want to be on here? Who wouldn't want to tune in to listen to great information? Okay, that's going to help you have optimal health, right? So it's always good to tune in. Always good to tune in.
We certainly appreciate it. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah. So I heard a little bit of you and Miss Rita talking about women. And
yes, and fibroids.
Fibroids? Oh, yes, yes. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so fibroids is what I would say, what, 80% of women get during their lifetime, you know?
Yes.
Because of just not knowing the type of foods that cause them, you know? That's all. If we knew the type of foods or if we ate scientifically, you know, meaning preventing some of the problems that that could come across right in our own kitchen, why not, right? Why not cook that way, eat that way, so that, you know, we know today, you know, that we can wake up tomorrow without a symptom if we cook at home. You know, it's best to cook at home and cook scientifically at home, okay? So it's a wonderful thing to know what to do, to try to ward off diseases.
To prevent diseases,
right?
Prevent them.
Prevent diseases, yeah, to prevent them. And to know a little thing about scientific living, you know, to know a little bit about scientific living, too, to also help us around our household. You know, chemicals that's in our laundry, you know, absorbed in our skin, give us skin rashes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just food. It's chemicals in our houses. Sometimes it's pets, you know.
That's right.
Bring stuff in, you know, in our homes and stuff. And we, you know, don't throw them in the tub first, and they can bring stuff in our house, you know.
I'm telling you.
So, like, we can come in and wash our hands from the outside. You know, dogs and animals, they can't do that, right? So we have to be wary of that and just make sure we try to wipe them down when they come in, you know, if you
Absolutely.
Can. That's part of scientific living. And what you put on your skin, like all these lotions that they are advertising, you guys be careful of those, okay? Especially the cocoa butter, the shea butter, all the things that they promote as healthy, you know, for your skin, your scalp. You know, you don't want to put saturated fat in your body, even through your pores, okay? Because that's the second largest organ of our body.
Absolutely.
Is the skin.
Yeah, and our first line of defense.
And our first line of defense, right. Second, yeah, first line of defense. Is that? Yes. Yes. So we have to protect our skin because it's helping us to block off impurities, try to get in our bodies. Okay? So what we're doing, we're helping our cells out. Everything goes back to our cells. Everything. Everything we do goes back to our cells. So remember that. We can eat to cause diseases or we can eat to prevent diseases. Which one would you choose?
Yeah, right? It's up to us. It's up to the individual, Ms. Yvette.
Right.
Individual responsibility. That's what we call it.
So if you can learn how to eat to prevent illness, wouldn't you want to learn that? I would.
I know I would. That's why I'm at the American Citizen College as a student.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I wanted to learn more about health. Because it gets me excited.
I got tired.
That's
what happened to me. I got tired. These people just lie to
you.
They just tell you.
What? Especially the commercials.
Exactly.
You got to pay attention to these commercials. Pay attention to these commercials. Once you know something, pay attention to these commercials. Even if you don't know something, pay attention to the commercials. okay? Because they're there to guide you in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. To be taken advantage of. They're not giving you the actual fact. They're not giving you the total story. They tell you part of the truth, but not the whole truth.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask, like, if you have a question, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. If you have a comment to make, just press 1 and we'll open your mic. We with another certified symptometry health coach, Ms. Yvette Dean. She's also a student at the American School of Symptometry in Bow. And we keep learning and we keep learning and we bring that knowledge and share it with you, our listener. We hope you're benefiting from that. So if you have a question or a comment, anything about health in general, about fibroid, hypertension, diabetes, insomnia, people not getting a decent night's sleep at night,
headache,
laying there in the bed, counting sheep, not knowing what to do.
Right.
Their hormones all over the place. They can't produce acetylcholine. For memory, they walk into the room and they can't figure out why they're in the room. All these things are happening as we age. None of those things should be happening to us. Exactly. Before we age, absolutely. So if you have a question, comment to me, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic and you'll be able to share your comment or ask a question. And thank you so very much for joining us today. So this program is all about you. So if you have a question, I know you love for us to just talk, but we just don't want to just give out information. We want you to ask the question. And we can hone in what you want to know.
Yes.
And oftentimes other people are helped by that. So if you have a question, just press 1 and we'll open your mic. Well, that's got a call asking a question or a comment.
Great.
517. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on AM 360 Optimal Health.
Wonderful. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. My name is Thalia.
How you doing?
Hi. Hi, Thalia. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. This is one of my clients.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Oh, hello. I have a question. I don't sleep well because I have ringing in my right ear called tinnitus. So sometimes it takes me a long time to sleep. So I was wondering, and I also have a humidifier that I put on to help me to sleep with lavender oil in it. But I was wondering, is there anything else I could use to help me get a good night's sleep?
Okay. Coach Shahid, do you want to answer that?
Well, I can answer, but I'll give you a chance to answer that, Ms. Yvette.
Sure. So you say lavender oil? Ooh, I bet that smells so good at night.
Yes, lavender oil in a diffuser, and I haven't lived what my head is at night where I sleep at, so I inhale that, and it helps me a little bit, but sometimes the ringing in my ear, it causes me not to sleep with normal.
That
sleep.
Sounds like what's keeping you up there. Yeah. Yeah.
But the
last one I used to have that.
Okay.
Now did it start when the
I know it's when I was taking the little white capsules that Dr. Nardi gave me. I noticed
particularly
the ringing kind of subsided it went down a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
So it's still me, but it's not as loud as it used to be.
Okay. So see, it's working. It's working. It's getting down to the cellular level, okay, and cleaning it out. But yes, I used to have that when I came to symptometry. I had ringing in the ear. That tone would be all day long. Yes. 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 So he was saying that I wasn't. So sometimes we don't produce sound blockers, okay? And this is what he's helping you to do right now, produce sound blockers. Those are people who hear things, who hear voices, all kinds of sound blockers that, you know, we have different sound blockers in. So you're not producing sound blockers, so that's what he's helping you do. Like you say, it subsided a little bit, right? So now he's helping you produce that enzyme to make those.
Something strange. I went to Philadelphia to visit my friend. Mm-hmm. She lives in the Poconos. And okay. I didn't have this ring until I got back from the Poconos. And someone told me that she have an inner ear trauma because I was in the mountains. She lives in a mountain area of the Poconos. And the altitude was something that I don't normally go to.
Oh, my goodness. Like on a plane, your ears pop. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I got off the plane from the Poconos, I started hearing this ringing in my ear. And I didn't have it when I got there.
Okay. Okay. It may have had something to do with the altitude and things like that. But he's definitely treating you for that. And pretty soon it's subsided now. It's not going to be there really shortly. It takes time. You know, it depends on the person, right? But you've been with us now for, what, 30 days?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's already subsiding. Yes.
Yeah.
So great. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. You have another question?
No. No, I didn't.
Ms. Yvette, she was asking about insomnia. What can she do about getting a good night's sleep, even though she has tinnitus? That's a new neurotransmitter, acetylcholine, and then also the hormone melatonin that need to be produced in order for a person to have a sound sleep at night.
Okay. So, I thought you were saying that the sound was keeping her up. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The sound
might
be irritation, but if you can get to sleep, you won't hear the sound. If you can go to sleep, you won't hear the sound while you're sleeping, for sure. So you have to produce acetylcholine, and you also have to produce serotonin and melatonin for sound sleep at night. You have to produce all three of them. In order to produce all three of them, you have to ionize our brain, the neurofibrillary plaque that's in the brain, because in symptomatology research, there could be no emptiness. So you have some plaque in the brain that need to be ionized. You're already being helped with the tinnitus.
Yes, sir.
It just takes time to reverse it. It takes time. So you're getting help with that. But in order to have a good night's sleep, you must produce the neurotransmitter, acetylcholine and serotonin, as well as the hormone melatonin. Take all three of them to have a good, sound night's sleep, restful sleep. And that's what you need in order to repair the body to repair.
Your brain essentials. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are the brain.
In your brain there.
Okay,
Just keep working with some time. You already get some help. And when you do your update, just missing the part about not getting a good night's sleep, and they'll help you with that as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Keep joining us.
Thank
you. Every Monday. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we open the mic
for
another person? Yes, thank you so very much. We have another hand raised, Ms. Yvette. So we started something.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
769-279, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us today on Optimal Health on AM 260.
Hey. Assalamu alaikum, Coach. Brother Darrell here. How you doing,
Brother
sir?
Brother Darrell, how you doing?
Alhamdulillah, alive. Doing good. Ramadan Mubarak to you and those on the platform.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The question that I have for you this day.
Another certified symptomatology health coach. Thank you for listening, Brother Darrell.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem. Listen, I want to talk to you. You talked to me about yesterday about gout. I'm with a loved one right now who is experiencing this gout. I want you to take her through the little tools that she can do to help herself. It's better because, I mean, she's it's been swelling up on her. She's been had to raise it up, you know, and I guess the blood flow better when she raised it up. So can you just give us a little tool that she can do that can make her feel better, inshallah?
Yeah, we can make an attempt to help her. First thing she needs to do is, of course, modify her diet. We're going to ask a couple of questions to see what she's eating, because there's blockages somewhere. There's blockages.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's able to hear, I'd like to ask her, what kind of oil is she cooking? Okay, good. Good, I hear you quite well. What kind of oil are you cooking with?
A vegetable.
That's important. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're
okay.
Cooking with vegetable oil. Do you know what kind of vegetable? No, they just say vegetable oil,
right?
That's just the oil and that I use.
They don't
say
No.
Then what other kind of oil?
What's the other stuff we use? We cook with that. Canola.
Are you cooking with canola oil?
Okay. Canola is
that. And olive oil.
How long you been cooking with canola oil?
Goodness.
Well, it's not constantly.
Well, okay. That's the only oil you should use, canola oil.
Canola.
So if you just said
Only
oil you should be using canola.
Okay. What about olive oil?
No olive oil.
No
vegetable oil. Only cook with canola oil. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is very important because what happens, our cells become calcified from the saturated fat in the other oil. It'd be blocking things.
Okay.
And this is part of the problem. Things would be blocked. Well, what kind of salt are you cooking with?
Well, I try not to use much salt.
Why are you trying not to use salt?
Martin salt.
I said, why do you try not to use salt? Your doctor told you to wash your salt?
It's not good. They say it's not good for me. My high blood pressure.
Oh, you have high blood pressure. See, there's another problem. You need to cure your high blood pressure.
Yes.
Because if you do not have normal blood pressure, many cells will not receive the nutrients required in order for them to produce all of the essentials to maintain your health. So,
and
you're
losing
the
electricity,
it's the reason why you have this swelling, because there's some essential that's missing. You can't produce globulins. You can't produce albumin to move fat around, to move different nutrients around to where they are needed. So if you cannot do that, then you're going to have swelling. So you have
my feet and ankles.
Feet and ankles.
Feet and ankles.
Wow.
And see, this is the reason why you're having swelling, and because you have hypertension. Are you on medication for hypertension?
Yes.
And see, that will also cause more problems.
That could be a reason, too.
That could be a reason, too, why you have the swelling, the edema.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of the side effects from the drug.
Yeah.
All drugs have side effects.
Yeah, they just changed. He had me on one medication, hypertension, and then he changed it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, see,
and I ended up
swelling. Because he noticed the swelling. Yeah, so now it's going to be another one, and you just don't want to keep piling on side effects. Okay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me mention something. So when our cells are sick, right? To keep ourselves healthy, we need nutrients and resources. When they're sick, we need nutrients and resources. We don't need something that's going to harm them, something that's going to cause a side effect.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned before earlier on these commercials, how they say all these medications that they're saying has all these side effects. Our cells don't want to get harmed to heal. They want to be able to function while healing.
Right.
And this is what symptometry does. We give the cells the opportunity to function while we reverse the symptoms. Okay? I had high blood pressure, too. I had high blood pressure for 6 years. I was taking medication for 6 years. I'm now 60, happy to say. I'm now 60 with under no medication at all. None.
Oh.
I take particulates and I eat scientifically. Okay? And
okay.
I'm good. Every so-so, you know, blood pressures, you know, react to different things, but I'm able to maintain it without medication. So this is where we want you to get. This is why we're here on this show today for, you know, like you, people like you who want to, you know, tired of their legs swelling up, tired of kept walking. You know, this is why he's changing this for you, because he knows. Yeah, all that are side effects, because our cells, like, I don't, it's rejecting it. It's saying, quit giving me this poison. Okay? It's poison. So get with Coach Shaheed and get an appointment, and let's get you off that medication. Okay?
All right.
You can be healthier.
Okay. I appreciate it.
I'll give you my number and call me, because what we have to do, we have to put things back to normalcy. I mean, we can give you some tips to try some things, but all that is just temporary. We have to remove the blockages. Things are being blocked, and the cells having problems maintaining normalcy by producing what's needed. They can't do it. That's why they're sending you the signal. They cause your feet to swell, your ankle to swell, because they need your help. That's what it means.
Yeah.
That's why you have the symptoms.
They're letting you know.
You need to help them. Don't ignore them. You need to help them. If you take drugs and medication, that's amount to ignoring the cells.
That's right.
And then
they're
going to keep on producing symptoms until you address
symptoms.
Their needs.
Yeah.
And the salt that you should be cooking with is iodine salt. Iodine salt. You have to use salt in your food. You cook it in the food. You don't put it on the food after it's been cooked.
So this is very important.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
But all you need to do is ironize your blood vessels so they become more flexible. We need to correct your dietary mistake, because you're making a few mistakes in the food that you're selecting to eat. And we need to also correct how you're cooking the food. Cooking the food is very important.
Very important.
Those are some things that we have to help you with. And what kind of water are you drinking? Are you drinking and cooking with tap water?
Mama.
No. I just buy the water.
Water. Okay.
We
use spring water. So I buy some spring water to cook with. Okay, but to drink is the electrolyte water.
Yeah, need the electrolyte water for drinking.
Okay, which water is that?
When you call me, I'm going to give you all that information, okay?
All right, then.
So I'm going to give my contact number before we finish the call, before we finish the program.
And Darren is my son.
Yes, I understand. I know. He also had my number, but I'm going to give it to you again on the before we finish the program. And,
All right.
You have him give me a call, and I will share some more information with you, okay?
I'll be appreciative of that.
No problem at all. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you have another question?
We certainly appreciate him for allowing
you
to listen to us. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you soon. Thank you, Brother Darrell.
We'll talk soon. Thank you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak. We'll talk soon, inshallah.
Yes, sir. Walaikum as-salam, Ramadan Mubarak.
That was a great question.
Great question. So we are here to help.
We love that. Yes.
Absolutely. So we are here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And people are reaching out, Miss Yvette. They are reaching out. They want our help. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to provide the help for them. So if anyone else have a question or a comment to make, we have about 15 minutes left into our program. It's like time just go by so fast when you're having fun, Miss Yvette. time goes by so fast when you're having fun. So if you have a question or comment to make, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. We have about 15 more minutes left into our program. We thank you for joining us today. We'd like to say please stick around. When our program is over, we have another program coming up right after our program. And that program is called Maya Ali Kuli Ha. And the host of the program is Imam Abdul Aziz of Masjid Atom, which is the Center of Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. His motto is, we are all together in under any and all circumstances. So please stick around after our program to listen to Imam Abdul Aziz on his program. We thank you so very much. So brothers and sisters, if you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. And we'll continue to share information. Ms. Yvette, you still with us? Maybe your phone is on mute.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
I'm still here.
Good,
I'm still
good,
here.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the nutrients that our cells need in order to produce the essentials and keep things normal.
Mm-hmm.
See, people do not realize that the symptoms mean that we have veered off the paradigm of normalcy.
Yes.
And this is part of the problem.
Yeah.
Our cells do not have the ability, for whatever reason, to receive the nutrients that's needed to produce enzymes and to produce all of the other essentials to maintain normalcy. It's our responsibility to give them what they need so they can put things back to normalcy. And if they don't put things back to normalcy, the disease is going to become worse and worse or more chronic. Until our life is at stake.
Yes.
Nobody wants that to happen.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Life would be at stake.
Mm-mm.
So we have certain
in
nutrients.
In order for us,
Go right ahead.
Yes, in order for our cells to receive the nutrients, our blood must flow at the speed of light. So
absolutely,
it's important that we have good circulation. Okay, and do you know if you don't have good circulation, do you know what that symptom looks like? If you don't have good circulation, you'll see like dark spots on your skin, right?
Yes.
Sometimes you'll see dark spots, right? You'll see, you know, you'll feel things in your arms or your legs, your hands, you know, like, ooh, my circulation is off. You feel that, you know, some of your fingers are getting weak.
Tingling.
Maybe your pinky finger.
Tingling in the
toes
and the fingertips.
Tingling and stuff. Yes. So all that is circulation. You need circulation in order for our cells to receive the nutrients. So if you're not getting good circulation, either because you are, you know, some people are bedridden, some people are chair-ridden, and they're not able to get that, you know, walking around and get that circulation, you know, we do can help you with circulation also. Okay? So
we
keep that in mind.
Race,
can help you.
Go to that call.
Oh, wonderful.
810-399, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us today.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum to you, Dr. Shaheed, and to your co-host. I am the
prefab. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Yes. The prefab Abdul Hadi from Flint, Michigan. And, you know, I'm listening. I've been multitasking here, but I was listening when you were saying, because I was sitting there waiting, you know, when you were saying, you've told us before about the canola oil. Yeah, I do. But I didn't remember anything about the olive oil. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, I said, ask him about olive oil. And so sure enough, she did. And you said, well, no with olive oil. My question was, if we don't cook with the olive oil, are you saying don't even consume it? Because, you know, you can put it into, like, oh, okay. No, don't even consume it.
What would you be putting it in, like a salad or something?
Yes, that's correct.
Why are you eating salads?
I'm sorry.
Thinking I was getting me some olive oil. I thought it was good for me, and I needed to get some olive oil in my system.
Yeah, why do
and
you
that
need
was
salads?
They lead us to believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need the olive oil.
You know,
and you don't need
I thought.
Salad.
you saying that okay, the romaine and because I usually use the romaine. I don't use iceberg. I use the romaine and cucumbers and tomatoes.
No. You said three things that's going to be detrimental to your health. The lettuce,
okay.
You know, you can't cook it. You can't cook lettuce, can you?
No, I've never tried
well, then
it.
How you remove? Okay, since you can't cook the lettuce, how do you remove all the microbes that glue to them?
Mm-hmm.
How do you remove the pesticide and the herbicide that's sprayed on them?
Yeah,
how do you remove it?
Yeah.
So you can't
know,
remove
I, you
it.
Know, I thought it was good for me. Lettuce?
No.
I mean, you know, romaine and tomatoes and cucumbers.
If you eat tomatoes, eventually you're going to be forgetful. You're going to forget things. You're going to start forgetting things if you eat tomatoes. They have substance in it that blocks acetylcholine from being produced from memory. You want to lose your memory?
No. Mm-hmm. So
do you have
saying...
any forgetfulness? Or do you have forgetfulness already?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Sometimes.
That's because you eat tomatoes. And then you also mentioned cucumbers. You know, cucumbers is a hybatazine food. Hybatazine, which means it's going to cause hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make your arteries and veins and capillaries harden. And then that's going to make you have hypertension. You don't have hypertension, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I'm just around there not taking any no medications. And, honey, my blood pressure messed around there got up to 200 over 110, and my heart was flooding
yeah,
and going on.
That's because you're still eating. That's because you're eating tomato, you're eating cucumbers, you're eating lettuce. All these things will cause you to have because they cause hardening of the arteries. They hide in potassium. So, and you're eating salad. You cannot eat salad because all plants on planet Earth produce poison. That's why we have to cook them to neutralize the poison.
Mm.
Yeah, so you're poisoning yourself.
You know, I used to be a big eater of spinach. I don't mess around with spinach no more.
But they would produce stone. They would produce stone inside of you. Gallstone, bladder stone, kidney stone, and you had to pass them. And it's extreme pain.
Yeah.
So you cannot eat spinach.
What?
And people eat spinach in a salad raw. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Can't do it. So we have selected food scientifically for us to consume. If we eat food that's not on that list, then we're going to be susceptible to a disease. Hypertension.
Yes, sir.
Swelling.
Yes.
Chronic kidney disease.
Dr. Shaheed, when you say the allergore, then can you... Does your body get it if you oil your body down with it?
Yes, because it's going to go into your pores. It's going to clog pores because it has twice as much and more saturated fat than canola oil. You cannot put it on your skin. It's just like a coconut oil. You can't put it on your skin. You can't put it on your hair. It's too much saturated fat. It's just like palm oil. You can't use it on your skin, nor you should consume it.
Mm-hmm.
It has too much saturated fat. If you put it on your skin, then your skin will going to become dehydrated, and they're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem with your osmosis mechanism. Certain part of your body will not have enough water. It's going to be dehydrated. Dry skin, scaly skin, cracking skin, all these things happen. Psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
You have any of those symptoms?
Excuse me?
Do you have any of those symptoms I just mentioned?
I do.
Well,
but
that's why you have those symptoms.
I thought the olive oil, I'm like, what about, I got very dry skin and I drink water and I drink so much water until it seemed like to me the water is drawing, making my skin dry. I drink plenty of water. But
see,
I feel
that is because your osmosis mechanism is in disrepair. You can drink all the water you want. It's not going into the cells for the cells to utilize the water. It's just like you're not drinking anything because you have broken your osmosis mechanism and need to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was, that's why I'm mentioning these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I'm not even at your home, so I don't even need to see you, but I can tell the symptom that you're experiencing because all I need to know is what you're eating.
The food you're eating, And that's what makes us different from other therapeutics.
Okay.
That's why we know. See, you have to consume food scientifically. There's certain food that you have to eat, certain food you have to avoid. Food is a double-edged sword. If we eat the wrong one, we're going to be sick. That's why we're sick most of the time. It's the food. And then more food, certain food produce more debris.
Yeah.
What kind of salt are you cooking with, Sister the Preacher? Salt.
What kind of stove I'm cooking on?
What kind of salt? Salt.
Oh, I use, you know, you got me off of that, I used to use that, what was that? I had that sea salt. So I haven't been on that now.
Yeah.
I've been on the what you say, the blue box with the girl on it. Morton.
Yeah.
I used to be afraid of that salt. Because I thought it was that salt that was my high blood pressure.
But if it wasn't, then I
got away from the sea salt and I started using it. You just have to know how to use it. But you're still getting that iodine in there.
Correct. Exactly.
As long as it's on the fire, you got to break it up to get the iodine. So you got to make sure you cook with it. Okay.
And
keep this in mind. If salt caused high blood pressure like they tell us, everybody would have high blood pressure.
Yes.
Babies, kids, because everybody eats salt. So if you think about it that way, it's like that doesn't make sense, right?
Mm.
So they want us to lose more electricity that our heart is pumping if we don't eat salt.
We have to have that.
So your heart is getting weaker, and while you're swelling, because your heart is getting weaker. So you have to continue with the salt. You have to contact Coach Shahid to get some, coaching, and then you will be fine. You'll be fine.
Exactly. So we're going to give our contact information. Sister
yes,
Teresa, we certainly appreciate you calling in and asking those questions so we can give you the help that you need. And we're going to give out our contact information, and then we're going to make our exit so Brother Imam Abdul Aziz can come and take
care
of his program. So we thank you for joining us today. We're going to give our contact information, and you call me, and we're going to give you some more advice, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so kindly.
Okay. Thank you.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Thank you.
Yes. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the end of our program today. We certainly appreciate you joining us. We're going to give our contact information. Please go to the website for the American School of St. Thomas, your not-for-profit, and that website is amsos.org. Please visit that website often. Much of the information that we shared on this program come right off of that website. You can go and read there at your leisure. Understand why you have what you have. Understand the food that got you in that situation. Many articles posted there. Please go there and educate yourself. That's amsos.org. And brothers and sisters, if you have a need for a health coach, please give us a call by dialing 678-572-7269. Also, you may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shahid is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And brothers and sisters, we're also on other programs throughout the week. Tomorrow we'll be on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. The program is called The Science of Your Health and Your Wealth. Please join us from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. during our Ramadan time. That's Eastern time tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow by dialing 714-816-4673. Also on Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., we have a program called Morning Talim, Learning Time. Talim means learning. educating ourselves. We have this educational roundtable. Please join us by dialing 3 conference call, and the number is 267-876-3648. The number again is 267-876-3648, and the passcode is 289-2322#. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Brother and sister, it has been a pleasure to share information with you today. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Peace be unto you. And thank you so very much, Ms. Yvette, for helping us out today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورث الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah, dear brothers and sisters, we want to begin by sending the greetings to you, the greetings of peace, the greetings of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We had a problem just trying to get the introductions in, so it was just killing too much time, so we decided to just open up the way we opened up. We want to just quickly translate the opening with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And this is after seeking refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed. We declare that all praise is due to Allah, the master, the controller of all systems of knowledge. We praise him. We seek his aid. And we humbly ask that the prayers and peace be upon his noble messenger, Muhammad, upon all of his family members who follow him in purification, and upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and upon their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Orfuddin Muhammad. And we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from. And to all of that, we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya al-Kulli Hal. Today has been a very eventful day, and so we want to just share with you what has been our day here for the month of Ramadan. Our day started here with another janazah, and we ask Allah to have mercy on the soul of our dear brother, Brother Waliq A. Shabazz, and bless his family going forward. But it was a wonderful ceremony, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, we waited around for the eclipse to begin, and we were able to perform the eclipse prayer at the masjid with some of the people who waited around for the congregation, some of the nucleus of the community. We were able to get back so that we can do the show. And this is the last one for the month of Ramadan. And so we're actually in a position now to where we have not been able to really get a grip on the month itself because it was going so fast. And there were just so many things happening. But we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have had experienced everything that was experienced. Okay. and this is part of the process. Ramadan is different every year. It's never the same. And if you're in it trying to get what you can get out of it, then you're going to accept it however it spills out. You're going to accept it and appreciate it, and you're going to keep going forward and keep marching under the guise of Allah's mercy. And so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that in everything. And in no time are we ungrateful. In no time are we disillusioned about what Allah has done for us. And so I hope and pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some sound peace and some he's giving you some level of tranquility and giving you at least some comfortability with the deen that he has blessed you with. Some pride that despite the fact that you're wherever you are, wherever you're from, you appreciate Allah for making you who you are. That you appreciate your deen being how you got it when you received it and so on and so forth, and that you wouldn't change it for the world. There's nothing, you're not walking around saying, I wish I had this or that, or I could make this better, or this would be better. No, man, I'm appreciative of whatever Allah gave me. And so we look at this idea being presented, dear brothers and sisters, and know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us in some kind of way, because we could be in a worse situation. We could be in a situation that's worse than the one that we're in. So we're grateful to Allah for allowing us to be in the situation that we're in. It's just that simple, man. Just that simple. No matter how you set it off, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all of this. And so through the month of Ramadan, we were able to get our focus a little bit. And sometimes we, you know, with the way we operate, and it's hard to have a good, well, it's hard to get your focus. In the dunya itself is calling you, so when you're in the regular time, you know, you have, you know, you're in your studies, or you're in your work, or you're in your two jobs, or you're in your businesses, or you're in whatever it is, your businesses and your work. You know, you some people have got a business and they got a job too, and they got other things that they're doing, and so everything is pulling at them. You know, they got different people pulling at them, demanding. They have demands on them, right? And we wanted to try to shift that and change it a little bit and think about the demands that our religion has on us. And we didn't look at it like that. We just responded to it like that. So it wasn't like we stopped every five, you know, every time you turn around, we stopped and we were focusing on what the religion is demanding. No, we saw what was there, and then we just went and did what we can do within the confines of that. And whatever we couldn't do, we just didn't do. And this didn't make us somebody that was just setting aside anything. This didn't make us a worse of a servant. No, this just made us someone who was in tune with the fact that there's certain things that we shouldn't even be pressing ourselves about. And there's certain things that we should press ourselves about. So we wanted to prioritize what we needed to press ourselves about and what we did not need to press ourselves about. And so the religion itself is giving you that level of freedom to gauge what it is you decide to put yourself in the middle of. Now, once you put yourself in the middle of that, you already know what your assignment is. Your assignment is to do your best. Your assignment is to do your best, not to be in there complaining, to be in there, you understand, ranting and raving about stuff, but to be in there giving it your all. How many of us did that this month of Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters? How many of us put our all into it, man? How many of us understood that we was only going to give it so much, but so we went on ahead and got everything that we can get, and we were satisfied with the fact that we were in the fight, dear brothers and sisters? This is a religion of hope. And so because it's a religion of hope, we should not lose hope or fall into despair about whatever our situation is. We should work it from there. May Allah help us.
after that, we shall be.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Back, dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to my EIL and Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Ibrahim Abdulaziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. For those of you who want to share, please press one on your phone, and we'll bring you right into the queue and hear what your experience has been in these last 28 days in the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah continue to bless all of you. I hope and pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever you received out of the blessed month of Ramadan, that it's you received it and you're ready to use it in the month of Shawwal. You're ready to use it in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. You're ready to use it in Muharram. You're ready to use it in the upcoming months on the Islamic calendar, that you're going to be present, that you're going to make yourself available with that new found Islam, that new developed Islam, that you are going to be on point, that you're going to be on site, and you're going to be ready, willing, and able to give it your most excellent version of yourself. May Allah help us to that. We say, I mean, press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters. Is that 757? It's your name, where you're calling from. All right, so is there anyone from the station can tell us, give us a small report on what the progress is in terms of the telethon? We need to know what the progress is, where we at, did we reach our goal, or how close we are. We need to know that, inshallah ta'ala. And maybe someone on the line tonight can donate something to help us get closer to our goal. May Allah help us to that, we say, I mean. So here we have 757-517. State your name, where you're calling from. Okay. 727, state your name, where you're calling from.
This is Martha Naila Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, and greetings of peace and Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Imam, thank you so much. For our Ramadan telethon, unfortunately, we haven't come close. We're like one-tenth almost away of the – well, not even one-tenth. We were going for the 10,000, and we're at 650.
Okay.
600.
We got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing for the station. We got to keep pushing, okay?
Yes, sir.
So we got to keep pushing. And I think that, you know, if we don't reach our goal, if we don't reach it tonight or reach it tomorrow night, we know we only have a couple of days left or a day left or whatever's left of Ramadan. Okay, we want to know if we don't reach our goal, will we be able to continue until we reach it or what? Or is that
most
just gonna
definitely,
let
most definitely, Imam. We know that many ones have the intention to give, and so inshallah, we don't want to cut off. You know, what's the saying? Cut your nose off to spite your face. So we don't want to do that. So yes, we intend to extend, and two, any time of the year anyone can give, but this being the Ramadan time, we wanted to extend to everyone the opportunity to have that multiplicity or multiplication of their giving, and as we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely is most generous, and so what we give is nothing compared to what we get in return. Inshallah.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful that you see it that way, and that I'm praying Allah that many others see it that way. But we're going to ask all of you at this time that are on the line, because I see many of you on the line, to please donate, to go deep, to make an effort to help us reach our goal with this $10,000. We would love to reach it tonight, but listen, we want you to give whatever you can in an effort toward the goal. Okay, we together can do it. I can't, but we can. That's the motto. That's the saying that we're going by. The idea of us doing it together, us being able to eliminate the problem, but it has to be predicated on we, us, not just me, not I, but we. In the Quran, you see Allah talking about we. Very important. He gives us a very, 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 very good instruction on the concept of we. And Al-Fatiha, the mandatory chapter in the Quran that we have to say every salat, we have to say Al-Fatiha, every raka'ah, no matter how many we make, it has to begin with Al-Fatiha. And so we say in Al-Fatiha, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone do we worship, thee alone do we seek your aid. We say, guide us the straight path, right? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. We ask Allah to guide us, okay? And so in this chapter, that's the most important chapter, because we have to say it in our prayer, we find the concept of we being established and something that is reiterated over and over. At least 17 times a day we're saying this. There's a reason for that, dear brothers and sisters. The Quran itself is telling us this, but the Prophet, when you look over the Prophet Muhammad, he's talking about we. He says that the salat that we perform is a greater barakah in it. When we do it in congregation, you get more. When the we is involved. You know that in Islam, you can't even come into Islam unless there's a we. There has to be a we in order for us to come in. In order for me to come in, somebody else got to be there. We got to form we. If you make the Hajj, you get a greater reward than if you made the Umrah, which is it's not about the we, it's just about the individual. The zakat is about the we. It's not about the tzedakah. The tzedakah is about the individual, but the zakat is about the we. So, dear brothers and sisters, the religion of Islam is giving us something to go by in terms of the we concept. So let us together, dear brothers and sisters, donate. Make your pledges, donate. Sister Martha, please tell us, give us the information in terms of the donation, please.
Okay. For those who want to go to our website, go to CWSC, that's Charlie, Willie, Sam, Charlie, CWSC.us. Click on the PayPal and make sure that if this is a one-time donation, that you indicate that. The option is there for recurring or one-time. We appreciate whatever donation you give. And then you go proceed. And if you don't want to use it, it will offer you to use your PayPal login. But you click on Use Debit Card. When you click on that, then it will allow you to enter your information. All right? Thank you so kindly on that. And then for those who want to mail in to our office, then please make all checks or money orders out only to CWSC. That's the Community Wide Shura Conference, Inc. Not to even AM360 or MCNRD or NLAC. Those are the intelligentsia components. So you can put that in your notation if you're specifically identifying where you want your dollars to go. Scholarship, we're still in the scholarship period. So please make all your checks and money orders out to CWSC. Very important. Then on your envelope, you will put in CWSC, Marina Village, that's capital M-A-R-I-N-A, Village, V-I-L-L-A-G-E. And the address is 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711. All right? Thank you so very, very much. If you need help, please dial 910-317-0297. We'd be more than happy to help you with your donation. Or if you want to email us with a pledge, what do you pledge to do? You can do that also. You know, pledges are taken in just as you're donating right then and there on the spot. We take in your honorable pledges. You can email us info@cwsc.us and simply indicate what you want your pledge to be. Or you can dial us again and leave a voicemail at 910-317-0297. We appreciate you. May Allah continue to bless all of us. We are so thankful. And Imam, definitely with today with Salatul Kusuf for the eclipse, the blessings of that. You know, when, like you say, we get so endowed with our everyday routine, which is good that we're taking care of what we call quote unquote business, but we have to be encouraged to be reminded about our remembrance of the Creator. And that's just what the moon covering the sun really does for us. So praise be to Almighty God. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Oh.
thing that I try to on Ramadan is to finish the whole Quran. I want this Ramadan to be a time where I feel like I've given it my all.
The month of unity, the month of try to do all these good deeds that sometimes throughout the year you're busy, you don't think about, but in Ramadan you try to bring all the goodness.
This is all new experiences for me, so I have no idea what Ramadan would be like with a large family.
It is a period of time that focus the person's attention on God.
My life lead me up to college. I met my wife. At the time she wasn't my wife, I saw her, I wanted to talk to her. Talked to her in the first 5 minutes, I asked her, so what's your religion? Shocked her. She said, Islam. I said, what's Islam?
It's such a cleansing and such a rewarding and spiritual feeling and an endeavor to do.
You know, I even get people on campus or at work, you know, asking me, you know, different questions on, you know, how come you're not eating? And it brings up a form of, you know, dialogue on Ramadan.
Nobody knows that you're fasting except for Allah. I mean, nobody knows if you went around the corner and you took a snack of Snickers or a bite of a Subway sandwich or something, you know.
Control our desires. Find a way to connect to God. Fast together as a community, because a community that fasts together supports each other. All of these beliefs you can find in Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Not only can you find them, I think you couldn't be Islamic, Christian, or Jewish without having those beliefs.
The son of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace be upon him, to begin breaking the fast or having breakfast with a date and some water. So, inshallah, I will exhibit how this is done.
It's not only a time to celebrate what God has given me or my family, it's a time to celebrate what God gives all of us.
Since that day, our lives are not the same. Their dad always set rules that, you know, you have to be good, you have to do, you know, you have to treat everybody in a very nice way, be respectful, and all these teachings. And all of a sudden, this guy who's like this, he's behind bars, you know. And the first question I got from my kids was, why? What did Baba do, you know? We know that he never did anything wrong.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And he's the one who asked me, so what is your religion? And I said, I'm a Muslim. What is Muslim? He said, Muslim is someone whose religion is Islam. And so what is Islam? So I told him, Islam is peace. I said, what is that peace? That God is unique, God doesn't start, you know, and doesn't have an end. And he was just like looking at me, and it's like, that's the God I'm looking for.
They gave me a copy of Quran, Muhammad Piktal, took it home, Friday night. I read it, and I said, my God, this is what I've been looking for. And I read the whole Quran in one weekend, 3 days, didn't sleep, I drank 10 pots of coffee, and I asked, subhanAllah, I'm a Muslim.
God asked the Muslim community to fast during the month of Ramadan from sunrise to sunset. And so this was a way in which Muslims could submit their body and their bodily desires to God.
If one observes what God ordained, there are, to use the language of labor, fringe benefits also, or contingency benefits.
Fasting has been recommended throughout the ages. Muslims have it, Jews have it, Christians have it, Hindus have it. Almost every religion recommends fasting. Even in the American Indian tradition, they have fasting. Benefits are quite a few. I think if we look at it carefully, benefits definitely outweigh the risk that we take when you fast. it gives our mentally, we are much more alert, our senses are much more improved, our well-being improved, we can get a lot more work done. I mean, I notice in my office, if I'm fasting, I can go the whole day, get so much more done, and I have enough time to do my other things too.
It's amazing to me that Muslims can go a whole month without eating during the day. I remember watching one of my favorite basketball players, Hakeem Olajuwon, going through Ramadan as a player in the NBA. That's amazing.
Fasting is a purification of the body from materialism and elevating the spirit. It's like shining the mirror. And the mirror, if you shine it, you can have a good reflection.
Being divorced is not easy. Never been easy. It's something that I would never recommend to anybody to do.
When you go home, you're dead. Your kids, they're about 5 minutes, 7 minutes away from you. But at the same time, you can't be with them every day.
I am the newest addition to the middle of this family. Alhamdulillah, the first ever of my breed. So.
It's nice. I could definitely say our first time eating iftar together, us cooking and, assisting each other with cooking. And it was definitely a new feeling that I've never felt in Ramadan. And
it's probably my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I feel like he's telling me, you're trying so hard. I feel like I have so much energy. I'm just not directing that energy into the one who deserves it the most, Just focusing on me and him and focusing on where I'm going after this whole hectic life of mine is done, after I finish college and, get married and have kids and watch them grow up. I mean, one day I'm going to leave this place, and I just want to feel somewhat content if I were to leave today that I would be ready to face him.
The Prophet emphasized so much kindness to neighbors, whether they are Muslims or not. And I'm very pleased to see that in the last few years, there has been a practice to provide or invite friends and neighbors to share the experience of breaking the fast.
And this has helped them understand the Muslim spirituality. They have not fasted, at least they can eat something with us, so they understand what we have done during the daytime.
I'm impressed by the way that mosques invite people of other faiths to come to celebrate the end of each day's fast. I think it would be interesting and powerful if Christian churches and Jewish synagogues and temples offered the same kind of invitations to non-Jews to participate in their fast. I think their Christians and Jews have something to learn.
When it comes to religion, there is nothing like America, because it's only really, I think, in America where you see this religious dialogue, where you can see Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, various religions coming together to discuss issues, and you see it often. The lessons to be learned from the month of Ramadan is that the month of fasting is training to be at peace with the Creator, at peace with oneself, and to be at peace also with all the creation of God, whether humans, animals, vegetation, or even the inanimate objects even in this universe. In fact, this is the definition of Islam, and Ramadan is a training to be a true Muslim.
Alhamdulillah, you Bilaizim, your brothers and sisters, you're listening to my EI and Kuli Hal, the host of Abdul Aziz. And we took a few minutes out to break fast, and we're happy that you're with us this evening. Dear brothers and sisters, if you want to make some comments, give your Ramadan greeting. I know this is our last show in Ramadan, so we want to wish all of you a very happy and prosperous Eid, an enjoyable one that's met with peace and happiness, and that you can look back in retrospection at what you gave during the month, and we pray Allah that is added to your account. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us remember him and show gratitude to him and worship him in the best way. As we began the month of Ramadan, we talked about the month being a month in which there was a lot of opportunities. We talked about the guest, Ramadan itself, and that we want to put some time in with Ramadan, and that everything about us during Ramadan would become something that would be enhance our development as Muslims, increase our faith, increase our certainty as to where we're going, and to put us on track for the coming months. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this was indeed the accomplishment of you all. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever you pray for, we pray Allah expedites that for you, and that he increases it upon you, and that he also fills your heart with loving kindness, and that the commitment to serve is something that's now with you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of his family members, all of his companions. And we speak to that, dear brothers and sisters. So press 1 on your phone and tell us what you think, what your thoughts are. Before we close out this evening, we'd like to hear from some of you. This has been a very, 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 very busy month of Ramadan for us here. And we are grateful to Allah that he allowed us to witness it. We pray Allah that he increases us in goodness, and that we have some effect when it comes down to helping others. May Allah help us do so, and to that we say Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdul Aziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayh and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our communities and then eventually national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of comments about race, racism, and extremism, and a moral standard, till finally the question was asked, where does it stop? It stops right now, right here, on American Muslim 360. Sister Debbie?
Assalamu alaikum, this is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. Please donate. American Muslim 360 and the community-wide Shura Conference are so important to me personally as a non-Muslim. This is, oh boy, I'm getting emotional. This is so important to people like myself. That's why I've donated $100, even though I'm on Social Security. From the last telethon, I put $10. I actually put the extra cent in there, $10 a month. It has just transformed me and my perceptions of things, and it can do this for lots of non-Muslims. We need you all. We need you all so badly. We have been living in such ivory towers, and that pun is intended. We don't even know it. So we've got to keep this movement going. We've got to make it work. It's what the country needs. It's what the country, I think it's what Allah wants to have this country have. So please donate. I know even if it's just a dollar or something, just any little bit. Let me say one other thing. This telethon is so important to me that I spent Christmas Eve with American Muslim 360, which I usually would spend activities at the church. So just so you all know how important I think this is for non-Muslims and for Christians, that's my proof right there. Keep it going, people. Love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
And me. We love you, Sister Debbie. And me.
Sometimes we can't afford not to give. Keep American Muslim 360 the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, he will be like me. And so, dear brothers and sisters, pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you be so kind to donate and help us reach our goal of $10,000. As you heard earlier, the executive director of CWSC has mentioned that we are a bit off in terms of reaching that goal. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can help us get there. And so with that being said, dear brothers and sisters, please donate. Go to cwsc.us and make your pledge. Send in your whatever you can. And that will be enough for us, dear brothers and sisters, because you have been supporting us for so long. We want you to know that we really, truly appreciate you. And so to help us in our efforts, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to continue to donate and to close out the month of Ramadan by helping us reach our goal. May Allah help us, and may Allah continue to bless us. And to that we say Ameen.
Over the last few weeks, there's been a...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the program manager for American Muslim 360, Sister Khalida Akbar, inviting you to join us in our end-of-the-year telethon. Thank you for supporting the CWSC annual end of year telethon to help us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. We are believer supported. If you would like to mail in your gift, make your cash or money order payable to CWSC and mail to CWSC Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A Village, 4905 34th Street South, hashtag or number sign, 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's CWSC Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A Village, 4905 34th Street South, number sign, 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Your contributions help us support our entire intelligentsia, including the AM360 Broadcasting Network, our Speakers Group, Online National Research Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Learning Lab, Intra and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Program, Ambassador Programs, International Collaborative, Health Education and Financial Literacy Collaborative Opportunities. Together, we can remake the world into a better place for all people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mukhtar Mohammed, the Executive Director for the Community-Wide SURE Conference. Every day, America Muslim 360 serves you with content you can't find anywhere else. It's Islamic and human excellence programming at its best, and with our superb production team, staff, and you, it also makes us the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. The nonprofit Community-Wide SURE Conference Incorporated, that I have the privilege of serving as executive director, is the parent corporation that brings you American Muslim 360 every day. It's our flagship intelligentsia that's part of a family of intelligentsia components that include two broadcasting stations, National Speakers Bureau, the Model Communities National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resources Network, assisting communities around the nation, a national think tank publishing at the national and global levels of SURA, college scholarships and historical preservation programs, experiential learning labs, intrafaith and interfaith collaboratives, internships, leadership development, and ambassador programs, and finally an international collaborative, all serving you to help remake this world. I'm asking you to join me during this blessed month of Ramadan to support AM360.org and all of CWSC with your generous contribution. Go to CWSC.us now and look for the blue donate button to make your secure, convenient gift in any amount that's comfortable for you. You can make a one-time or recurring contribution, which enables us to better forecast our operating revenue and know that we have your financial support each month to keep us strong and ready to remake the world. A recurring contribution is an auto-deduction, meaning you can choose an amount to be deducted from your personal account or credit card, and then set it and forget it, making it easy to do your part every month. You can cancel your auto-deduction at any time. And of course, while contributions are tax-deductible, it is the multiplied blessings of Ramadan that give the greatest rewards. Our most popular recurring giving level is just $9.99 a month, or 33 cents a day. But give what's comfortable for you. And it's a small individual amount based on all of us as believers doing our part to keep us connected, our intellects respected, and our voices protected. You can also call in your gift at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And tell us your name, telephone, and email, and a representative will assist you with making your contribution. And if you'd like to mail in your gift, make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. at
CWSC, INC, and mail to CWSC Marina Village, that's M-A-R-I-N-A, Village, 4905 34th Street, South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. We thank you for being a loyal listener of AM360.org and a supporter of CWSC. Remember, together we can remake the world. Ramadan Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.